again? This is the third time this week. Oh. do forgive me. It's been a little while since the Mages Association has sent me a female knight to play with. Do you know what you've gotten yourself into, little girl? That's right. And as a demon lord of the undead, I make a habit of torturing and devouring the souls of hapless magic knights that those crippled old fools send against me in their folly. I've gotten so used to you imbeciles, I don't even bother fighting you anymore before casting your souls into the maw of oblivion. But, I don't know. You are the cutest thing they've sent to fight me in a while. I guess I'll go through the motions. I assume you came here to duel. Well then, have at you! Not bad. Your basic form is very solid. Your footwork is cute. Let's see how you react to a basic sequence. Oh, and here comes the parry. Very nice. A magical counter. How appetizing. Oh, what? That glowing symbol. On your hand, it can't be. The light spell Thoron. I've already pushed you to the point where you need to use your final gambit. You adorable, pitiful little girl. I've been waiting for this. They're clearly not making magical knights like they used to. They never did teach you that a demon lord's hand of Nosferatu can absorb magic, did they? I can stand here feeling fine. And you? Your Thoron spell has left you vulnerable, hasn't it? Oh, nobody ever pointed out this disadvantage of magical armor to you, did they? I remember. They don't teach you what to do if it breaks. Nobody expects them to break. You'll learn soon that there are many flaws with the Association's teachings. But for now, what have we here? Just, simple white undergarments. How quaint. Do you fancy yourself some sort of pure maiden of light? You are just the most precious little thing. Don't run. Where are you going to run to? Oh, fine. Go ahead. Run. Run as much as you want to. Not getting any closer to the door now, are we? A time-space looping magic is a bitch, isn't it? Come on back here, then. I'm telling you, no matter how long you run in that direction, you're not gonna get anywhere. Do I have to bring you back here myself? I'm not going to go over there to get you. I'm just going to snap my fingers and you'll obey. Now, come back over here. Very good. Very good. You have the most appealing look of consternation on your face. hundreds of years of doing this, and I suppose there's still some things in this world that can make me feel something. You look angry. You've never had your will taken from you with sorcery before. Are you sure? If you say so. And don't worry, I'll treat you well, even if you don't realize it at first. Just because I wield manipulation magic doesn't make me evil. Organ, play yourself. Woman, play with yourself. That's right, there's no use in struggling. Now, slide your fingers inside that white, dainty little excuse for underwear. Slip your fingers inside yourself. What's this? A little gas? But with your face looking so angry. They don't let you do this when they're training you at the association, do they? So many things they don't let you do. I don't think an expectation of celibacy is fair to impose on the noble warriors of the light, sworn to protect this realm. By that glare you're shooting at me, though, it doesn't look like this is something you've yearned that deeply for. Have you never felt lust for anyone? Never wanted a cock deep inside of you? Enough. I think it's almost half a decade since I violated a girl from the association. My cock is impatient. Do you want to fuck me? I didn't think so. It's okay. We can start slow. I'll be gentle. We could start with something gentle. Maybe I'll place myself in your mouth, and you can pleasure me that way to start. Open up. Very nice. That's a good look for you. One hand down your pants and your mouth wide open, but your brow still furrowed in resistance. And now we'll start slow. And I'll just patiently guide my cock into your mouth. Just kidding. I'll be taking your maidenhood now. And go ahead and struggle. There's nothing you can do to change your fate. I'll just pin your arms above your head here. And not so pure now, are you? It's all right. I won't move yet. I want you to savor this moment. It's been ages since I last felt the blood of an unspoiled warrior trickling down my legs. Not that I haven't done this thousands of times already. That's right. This cock that's inside you has violated countless others. And once I'm done using your body, it's gonna ravage countless more. And you, my squirming little pet, are absolutely powerless to do anything about it. I'm almost sorry. This is the end for you, though. There's nothing left for you after I use you, break you, devour you, and discard the ashen husk that remains. Your body looks so frail under mine. What's this air of defiance you have about you? Still gripping onto your feeble hopes that you'll make it out of here. With your life, with your soul, with your sanity. I suppose you're getting some hackneyed idea that if you continue mentally resisting me, you have something left of yourself. Well, let me dispel that delusion for you. I don't care whether or not you enjoy this or not. At the end of the day, I'm gonna use your body for my own pleasure. Then I'm gonna consume your soul and let your body return to the dust from whence it came. It doesn't make a difference to me whether or not you give in to the pleasure that your body knows it wants you to feel. Don't want to give up then, do you? You won't mind then if I speed things up? Oh, what's that? You do mind. Oh, I see. That's just too bad then. I'll give you a fair warning in that case. I'll give you 6 more thrusts at this pace before I destroy you. 5. There is no escape for you. 4. I love how much you don't want this. 3. That's right. Keep groaning. Keep struggling. 2. 1. Is that a twinge of fear I taste on you? I can smell your despair starting to dawn on you. Are you starting to realize? How does it feel to realize that this is all you'll ever amount to? All of your training, all of your studies, all of your life. In the end, you're just a piece of meat, bred and born and raised for my amusement. You haven't saved anyone. You never had a chance to stop me. I've tasted the highest pleasures of all the heavens and felt the greatest torments of hell. Yet, seems that a foolhardy girl who wandered into my lair can still make me feel something. I feel it, awakening from deep inside me. Girl, do you know how long it's been since I last came from indulging in pleasures of the flesh? It's been a century, and now I think I'm gonna let it all out inside of you. How does that sound? I'm gonna fill you up with 100 years of my corrupted seed. I'll rot you from the inside out. Yes, let me see your tears. Give me your screams and your cries. This is music to my ears. Yes, yes, nobody can hear you. Nobody will come to save you. Take it. Take a century of my stored up calm. Look at it. Overflowing from within you. It's leaking out of you, soaking you to your core. This look, it suits you. Tears streaming down your face, your legs dripping with my seed. Yes, this suits you. Much more than that false armor you got from your false prophets. You know, maybe I won't destroy your soul just yet. I think I could keep you around for just a while longer. I don't think I'm completely finished with you quite yet. First, let's see how many decades of this it takes for me to tire of you.